Let's talk with New England Patriots defensive back Daron Harmon. Daron is brought to you by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. He joins us on the line. Hey, Daron. Oops. Let's try that again. That didn't seem to work, fellas.
Rossi, can you pot him up if you could?
There we go. Hey, Daron, how are you?
I'm doing good. Yourself, guys?
Good. Doing great, thank you. We were just talking about this a few minutes ago, how fans take a loss and they let it fester until the next game. Players kind of have to turn the page a little quicker than that, don't they?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, because there's always something in the front room mirror that you have to accomplish. And this week it was the bye week, getting better, doing a little self-scouting on ourselves, trying to figure out where we can be better, what we can improve on, what we're doing well, and still improve on that to make us a better football team and a better defense.
After a solid defensive performance against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, then you guys go into Tennessee and Marcus Mariota, and they put up 34 on you. What was the big difference week to week?
Execution. Playing with good fundamentals, tackling. From a defensive standpoint, we did all those things poorly, and we talked about it. We knew that was going to be a hungry team, a team that felt they were moving in the right direction, especially out of their Monday night win against the Cowboys. So we knew we were going into a hostile environment, and we knew for us to leave there with a win, we had to do everything at a high level. And quite frankly, we did nothing at a high enough level to win that game.
Your only practice of the week was yesterday, a padded practice, and now you're off for a few days. Was practice yesterday a lot different for you guys than it would be on any other week?
I would say a little bit, just based off the fact that we're not game planning for anybody. We were actually, kind of game planning against ourselves, going over problem plays that we might not have had too much success against, and plays that we know teams will try to use to go against us. So, just trying to work on those things, work on us being a better football team, doing just a regular week, a game week, we're just working against that team. All our focus is on the team that we're playing this week, and more so the focus was just on us improving our football team and improving our defense.
What did you think of Deion Lewis's comments saying that if you get physical with you guys, you'll fold?
I mean, Deion, I think he was just caught up in the moment. I have a lot of respect for Deion. He's a good friend of mine. He knows the work we put in here. He knows each and every day and all the players that, I mean, we're not a team that's going to fold. I mean, he went to two Super Bowls and won one and obviously lost another. So he knows this is a good franchise. I just think he was caught up in the moment. He was excited to win that game. Obviously, that game meant a lot to him from a personal standpoint. But, I mean, he's a competitor. I mean, he's a chatterbox. So, I mean, I wouldn't expect anything less from them.
Did you get a chance post-game to say hello to some guys who were former teammates and talk at all to any of them?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I talked to all of them. Got to say hello to all of them briefly, obviously we lost the game. So I wasn't, a lot of us wasn't in the best mood at them. But, I mean, seeing those guys, you have a lot of memories, a lot of just strong friendship bonds. And seeing them after, not seeing them for a while is always good, and just catching up and, talking about stuff other than football, family, how they're doing, how they're adjusting and stuff like that.
Monday Night Football was supposed to be in Mexico. They've moved it to L.A. Last year you guys played in Mexico. What do you think about playing games, regular season games, outside of the United States?
To tell you the truth, I actually enjoyed it. I mean, some people have their take on it, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed seeing the fan base from the Mexican community and how they came out and supported us. I mean, me personally, I didn't realize how big the NFL fan base was outside of America, because it's a strong American sport. But the crowd there, I mean, it was a packed house. Everybody either had Patriots or Raiders jerseys on. I've seen a lot of 12 jerseys, and I was just, astonished for how many people came out to support, how loud it was. I mean, in all reality, it felt like a home game for us, and that was a memory, an NFL memory that I will always cherish.
Did you get out and see things, or did you just stick in the hotel and go from the hotel to the stadium, and that was it?
Yeah, it was just a hotel stadium. We got there the evening before the game, and similar to like when we go to any other city. I mean, you don't really get to see much because, I mean, you go there the evening, you have meetings, you have a curfew, you wake up the next day, depending on what time the game is, you have either have more meetings or you're just ready to just get on the bus and go play. So it was actually no time to see the city, but, I mean, just going through it, I mean, it was a humongous city, a large city. You could see just all the people there, and it was still, I mean, it was just a great time playing in that that stadium in front of those fans.
Do you get away for a couple of days now?
Yeah, just for a few, man. I mean, got some things to look forward to, some family time. Maybe my wife, she's expecting, maybe we have the baby this weekend.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, you know, so, I mean.
Good timing.
He wants to come this weekend. It would be perfect timing, you know, just some time for all of us just to relax. And obviously me be a big help towards her with the other two kids I got. But, if, I mean, no baby. We'll go to the Celtics game tomorrow as a family. Christopher has a basketball game on Saturday. Then we'll kind of just relax, go to church on Sunday, and then watch some football. So, I mean, a nice, relaxed, family-oriented weekend that I'm super excited for.
Well, best of luck to you this weekend. That's a pretty big bye week weekend for you if it works out that way. And best of luck to you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, have a good one, guys.
Take care. That is Daron Harmon.